And it's the end of March. It's the 31st of March, but the best news. The weekend is coming. And across the Passover meal on Thursday evening, the feast of the unleavened bread, also called the Passover. When the high priests and the religion scholars were looking for a way to do away with Jesus, but fearful of the people, they were also looking for a way to cover their tracks. And that's when Satan entered Judas, the one called Iscariot. And he was one of the 12 disciples. Leaving the others, he conferred with the high priests. And after he conferred with the high priests and the temple guards about how he might betray Jesus to them, they couldn't believe their luck and agreed to pay Judas well. Judas gave them his word and started looking for a way to betray Jesus. But out of the sight of the crowd, good morning from all of us at Radio Pulpits. And this, the most important days of the church calendar year. I think the most important day and weekend lying ahead of the year. No matter what the world says, no matter all the official holiday days, no matter this, even no matter Christmas, this weekend, this is a time. And Jesus is saying, do you know me? And at Radio Pulpits, we are celebrating with humbleness with Radio K Pulpits this weekend. And I know everyone wants to go to see family and friends and go on a holiday and get the caravan or get the tent or get the drippoot swat poiki and get the poiki kos ready. Get the hot cross buns and the curried fish. But are your hearts where God can take you to Golgotha? Are you ready to go with Jesus into the silent darkness of the grave? And on Sunday morning, are you ready for the joyous praise festival celebration of the resurrection of Christ? I want to take you to Luke, the New Testament. Luke chapter 22, from the Message translation, verse 7. The day of the unleavened bread came, the day the Passover lamb was butchered. And Jesus sent Peter and John off, saying, go prepare the Passover for us, so we can eat it together. They said, where do you want us to do this? And Jesus said, keep your eyes open as you enter the city. A man carrying a water jug will meet you. Follow him home, and then speak with the owner of the house and say, the teacher, Jesus, wants to know, where is the guest room where I can eat the Passover meal with my disciples? And he will show you a spacious second-story room, swept and ready. Prepare the meal there. They left, found everything just as he told them, and prepared the Passover meal. And when it was time, he sat down, all the disciples with Jesus, and said, you have no idea how much I've looked forward to eating this Passover meal with you before I enter my time of suffering. It's the last one I'll eat until all eat it together in the kingdom of God. taking the cup, he blessed it and said, "Take this and pass it among you. As for me, I will not drink wine again until the kingdom of God arrives." And taking the bread, he blessed it, broke it, and gave it to him, each of them, and saying, "This is my body, given for you. Eat it in my memory." He did the same with a cup after supper, saying, "The cup is the new covenant written in my blood, blood poured out for you. Do you realize that the hand of the one who is betraying me is at this moment on this table? It's true that the Son of Man is going down a path already marked out. No surprises there. But for the one who turns him in, turns traitor to the Son of Man, this is doomsday." They immediately became suspicious of each other and began quizzing one another, wondering who might be about to do this betrayal. But I want to focus with you this morning on the eating of this Passover meal. Taking the cup, this is the wine. "And I will not drink it again until the kingdom of God arrives." And taking the bread, he blessed it and broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my blood. This is my body, given for you. Eat it in my memory. This cup is the new covenant written in my blood, blood poured out for you." Have you ever thought of that last Passover meal? Yesterday I read Rabbi Abraham's rendition of the Passover meal, because I always wonder what was on the menu, on the table, for the traditional Last Supper, the Passover. They called it the Passover Seder meal that Jesus and his disciples ate to celebrate the Last Supper, the Passover. And Jesus, as we just read from Luke chapter 22, taught his disciples that the wine and the bread of the meal signified that he would become the sacrificial lamb by which sins are forgiven and reconciliation with God can occur. What was that menu? And I read a portion of Rabbi Abraham's book, taking us back to the time of Jesus. And there he writes about the menu of that Last Supper. It was the traditional Passover Seder meal. And it might be that the menu was what is still today, when the Orthodox Jew have the Passover Seder meal, because they were all Jews around that table with Jesus. And then I read the menu. Perhaps you'll find it very interesting. And what we did as a family in our house, Thursday evenings, we would have something like this. After church, at church we would have communion, soft music, and then everyone just went home. The menu of the Passover Seder meal, they started with a fruit salad. And it contained chopped apples, figs, dates, walnuts, or almonds. So perhaps tomorrow evening, very simple, you can make a small fruit salad. What fruit ever you have. They use chopped apples, figs, dates, and walnuts or almonds. Then they use parsley dipped in salt water. for the vegetable, parsley dipped in salt water. Apparently they had eggs on the table. They had the unleavened bread, the matzah. They had the horse radish or bitter herbs. Apparently they had lettuce. And then the roasted lamb and red wine. Parsley or another green vegetable apparently was dipped in salt water at the beginning of the ceremony as a symbol of the hyssop branches that were used to apply the lamb's sacrificial blood to the doors of the Israelites in Egypt. And the green of the parsley symbolized spring or youth, a reminder that God saved the Israelites by parting the salty waters of the Red Sea to allow them to escape from Egypt. And Rabbi Abrams says, parsley is very rich in vitamin K and antioxidants, such as vitamin C, which prevent, now listen to this, damage to the cells of the body that often lead to heart disease and cancer and diabetes or asthma. A smaller amount of salt would have been important to help maintain proper fluid balance and regulate blood pressure. Isn't that wonderful? So they use parsley or a green vegetable in salt. The red wine or matzah for the Passover meal they used. Then they used an egg. They had it on the menu to symbolize life, new life, resurrection. And that's the symbolic meaning of the egg on the table of the Passover meal and of the sacrifice that was offered in the temple on the first morning of Passover. Eggs have very high quality protein, which aids in muscle strength and nutrients, beneficial for brain function. And in remembrance, they had the lamb. The bitter herbs, it symbolized the bitterness of slavery in Egypt. And they used horse radish or chicory or radishes, radesa, for this. The lettuce apparently symbolized the change in the Egyptians' attitudes towards the Jews. At first their attitude was sweet, like baby lettuce. Then they became bitter, like lettuce left in the field too long. And you know, lettuce is very rich in vitamin K as well, which has a role in bone health. Vitamin A, which is essential for vision and sight and the eyes. Then they had the lamb, the integral part of the meal. And it was not the main course, and the portion would have been quite small, they say, even just a few bites, the lamb, especially compared to today's standards. A lamb was used in an offering of thanksgiving because God passed over the houses of the Israelites whose door frames were coated with lamb's blood during the plague of the firstborn of Egypt. And besides the lamb, or rather besides the beef, people also enjoyed wild gazelle or chicken or peacock or quail or pheasants or whatever. However, it was not common for most people to eat meat every day. Small servings of red meat, such as this, would have been rich in iron and zinc, helpful for growth and mental focus and healing from injury. And therefore, it's, you know, it just gives me goosebumps to think. The sacrificial lamb, which was on the menu, they had only small portions. But the symbolic meaning thereof, besides the door frames coated with the lamb's blood in Egypt, is that the lamb, the meat, is rich in iron and zinc, helpful for growth, mental focus, healing from injuries. Are you broken this time of the year? You can't focus in your brain? You need growth. The Lamb of God, Jesus. And I can go on and on with this. What about you? The sacrificial lamb, healing your brokenness. The blood of the sacrificial lamb, cleansing you and me from all our sins. Lord, here we are. Tomorrow evening, the Last Supper, the Passover Seder meal. May I play you a song, Ray Bolts, Walking on the Road to Jerusalem. The time had come to sacrifice again. My two small sons, they walked beside me on the road. The reason that they came was to watch the Lamb. They said, Daddy, Daddy, what will we see there? There's so much that we don't understand. Then I told my sons of Moses. I told them about Father Abraham. And then I said to my sons, Dear children, watch the Lamb. There will be so many in Jerusalem today. We must be sure the Lamb doesn't run away. And I told them of Moses and Father Abraham. Then I said, Dear children, look after the Lamb. When we reached the city, I knew something must be wrong. There were no joyful worshippers, no joyful worship songs. I stood there with my children in the midst of these angry people. Then I heard the cry of the crowd crying out, screaming, Crucify him, crucify him. We tried to leave the city. But then we saw Jesus. Father God, as we are coming into this weekend, bring us to the true meaning. The true meaning of the sacrificial lamb, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And those who do not know Jesus, bring them into the kingdom and use us to call them. Prepare us by your Holy Spirit for this weekend as we watch the Lamb.